What's good, y'all? It's your boy Lingo here again with another episode of the Self-Made Podcast. And today's episode is gonna be a little different. I was supposed to have a guest, but I got busy this week, and also I just wanted to release a podcast. Just want to release one more podcast by myself, just talking about one certain subject. And so, yeah, it's been a very, very, very productive week. This week alone, I could say I've grown a lot much. I thought I was just on page. No, I'm talking about I grew a whole lot. Like, not physically, just mentally and how I'm gonna play this game. And so, today's podcast, I want to just talk about life and, productivity. And just that, I sent a tweet out earlier, your current situation doesn't define your potential future. And what I mean by that is, there's people out there who have been, for example, Robert Kiyosaki, he's a multimillionaire. I think he's almost a billionaire now. Wrote the book Rich Dad Poor Dad. He don't want to say in his 30s or in his 40s, his business went bankrupt. He sold his house and everything, and was living in his car with his wife. And for a couple months, they were living in their car just because they had lost everything. But the number one thing he did was he knew not to let his current situation, fold him. He still kept working on his business, on how he can, make it great again, or just increase the cash flow. And he talks. I should read the book. It's a very life changing book. Honestly, just changes your view on this business in general, or just investments if you're interested in that. Just creating extra streams of income. But your current situation should never define your potential future. You could be at rock bottom and you just don't know. So you gotta think of it in a positive aspect. You never, ever, ever think in a negative aspect. So when I say never think in a negative aspect, even if it is, you're going through the worst part of your life, Shit gets worse. Shit gets a whole lot worse in this life, and I've been criticized for saying this, but in this world, it's pretty fucked up. It's a pretty fucked up world, but can we change it? I mean, yes, we could change. You can change anything you want, but it's more like in this day and age, you really gotta live for yourself, because it's like what I tell my parents too. When they try to tell me to do stuff, and I was just like, and I can't do that. I'm just gonna do it my way. And I told them, at the end of the day, there's only room for one person in that casket. And of course, you also want to leave a legacy as well. But to leave that legacy, you gotta do what your gut's telling you to do. And in a world like this right now, you really just gotta find you gotta be selfish sometimes and find yourself first. You can't find others without knowing yourself. So you gotta find yourself first, and then when you find who you are, when you know who you are, and then when you figure out your purpose, and then you just take that purpose and you just use that shit to your advantage, to be honest. And everybody's purpose on this earth. Everybody has a purpose on this earth. You're not here just for nobody's here just for space. People, you can't think that you're not here for no reason. You gotta always understand that God made you, or whoever you believe in, or whatever you believe in, you're here for a reason. Everybody's a lesson to somebody else. And I always say that I've lost a couple people in my life, but when I just when I lose them, I also think, this is what my aunt said. She said, don't mourn over the loss, but embrace the times, you know, just embrace the times I was here. And so when she said that, it really made me look at death a certain kind of way. And it was more like, this person was in my life for a certain reason. You know, what did I learn from them? What characteristics did they teach me? Just a lot of that stuff. And it's really just like that. Even if, you know, the person doesn't pass, or the person, people in your life, you know, that don't pass away, you know, just like friends, acquaintances, people you just don't even talk to no more, or just people that you had, like, you know, you're mad at, you just had beef with or something, right? What did they teach you? What was their actions or their characteristics? What did it teach you? Because when you figure that out, honestly, it's a winning game. Everybody's a lesson to somebody. Me, myself, I'm a lesson to somebody else. I don't know who, but I'm a lesson to somebody else. You, yourself, listening to this right now, you're a lesson to somebody else. You don't know who, you don't know when, you don't know where, but you're teaching somebody a lesson, or you're about to, or you already have. And it's just, you gotta understand that. So, purpose. You gotta find your purpose on this earth. You know, you're not here just to fill up a space. Like God, like, or whoever you believe in, just when he was creating you, or when they were creating you know, they didn't need to have a space where it's like, oh shoot, I'm not reaching my monthly limit of freaking people I'm creating. No, it's not like that. Everybody's created. Everybody's future is, I mean, not your future, but your life's already made. But you also gotta understand, you gotta take advantage of being in a, especially in this day and age, like I said, you gotta take advantage of just being here. You gotta take advantage of just, like, we're in North America right now. 2019, North America. We have the internet, we have all these gadgets, social media. We are really living in the greatest. We're living in the greatest generation that this world has ever seen. And people don't even notice that. And so when you see stuff like that, or just when you just know, you just take advantage of it. And so when you learn to take advantage, that's when you really learn to strive. And so yeah. And so the next thing is also that productivity. Productivity is honestly, single-handedly, the most important thing you could do. Prayers, you know what I'm saying? You could pray all you want, but if you don't work for it, you know, it's not gonna appear. Just like what that Bible verse got, Jesus said, you can pray to me all you want, but you gotta open that door. It went something like that. But you gotta understand, you gotta, if you can't just dream about something. Like, for example, the law of attraction. Like, yeah, I guess you could sit on your couch and imagine you being in a Lamborghini, or just you sitting in your or just you sitting in your mansion. You can imagine that all you want, but you gotta do something though. You gotta work towards it. Understand that all that is possible, but with no work ethic or just no productivity in general, you're not gonna get there. Like, nobody's just gonna hand you a mansion or a Lamborghini or any of that. And so that brings me to another point. When people talk about laziness, laziness is this is that's a disease, honestly. Laziness, procrastination. Everybody has time. Like, everybody has time to do something. Like, I'm pretty sure nobody is for a second, for this hour to hour busy. Like, some of y'all saying y'all are busy but sleep 7 hours a night, 7 hours a day. Like, that does not make sense to me at all. Like, you're not busy. You can easily sleep, you know, take those 2 hours, even take 3 hours out of that sleep and just work on something. Because, you know, if you really truly wanted to do something, you would have done it already. Like, when people want to go get fast food, people don't procrastinate about, you know, going to parties. People don't procrastinate about, you know, going out to, with their friends. But people procrastinate on the stuff that matters the most. And, you know, one of those things is also fear. People fear change. And what I like to say is people also fear success. And I read this one quote. It was, life starts at the end of your life starts at the end of your comfort zone. And it's when you get to the end of your comfort zone, that's when it's change and just life's to start. And you want to always be uncomfortable, even where you are. Like, man, it's so, like, you don't understand. Like, even if you want to be a millionaire, go meet up with some million. Literally, meetup.com, eventbrite.com. There's a lot of networking websites that you can just sign up for networking events and just go. Like, I've been to networking events at like 7 in the morning at a Panera Bread. People were there, multiple six figures, seven figure incomes, and I was talking to them. And did I stand? Yes, I stood out. I was the only black kid in there. I was the only person under 20 years old in there. I was actually the only person under 50 years old in there. But it gets you uncomfortable. It also pushes you to say, I'm on their level and I'm not even their age. That makes me different. That I have integrity. Understand that where you want to be, it's going to take the work. So don't procrastinate shit. Procrastination is probably the deadliest thing that hurts people. Like, I'll do it tomorrow. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? So, I mean, that's also one of the things people have to understand. When you get to a certain point in life, you'll understand that the most important thing you can do is just take action. Because what do you have to lose? And another thing that I wanted to go over is just life. People are really misunderstood on what life's all about. Like I said earlier, life's about finding your purpose and helping others find it as well. Everybody has a purpose. Even I feel like I discovered my purpose. That's why I do this podcast and everything. I feel like I'm here to help people see their full potential. I've talked to people I've never talked to a day in my life. There's people I've talked to, only seen them once, like, and never seen them again. And I talk to them, and then just they tell me their situations and all that. And I tell them, I'm like, look, you know, tell them a couple quotes. And I'm just like, you know, give them some words of advice. Even I haven't made it yet, but it's like a feeling when I start talking to people. People ask me questions on help. I don't know where it comes from, but automatically know how to respond. You know, so I feel like that's my purpose on yours is, you know, spread positivity. And, you know, even when I say stuff, people see it as a negative outlook. So, you know, it is what it is. When something seems different, but something seems unorthodox, sometimes it might be right. Sometimes it might be wrong, you know. But, yeah, so that's that in life. Life's always you're going to be at your highest moments and you're going to be at your lowest moments. You can't let that shit define you. Everything you will go through, and I can't stress this enough, everything you go through will be a lesson. You never stop learning. Even 40, 50, 60 years from now, you're still going to be learning lessons. Like, even if it's shit, if it's like 60 years from now, it might be some physical lessons, to be honest. This is, you know, and just take advantage of life seriously. Like, when I talk about the gym, I love talking about the gym just because the gym has had such a positive impact on my life. I go to the gym every night. And when I tell you after the gym shuts, like, that shit hurts. Like, I really want to leave after, like, I go there and I want to leave, like, immediately. But it's like, after you go through all your workouts, after you surpassed everything you said you weren't going to, like, you thought you weren't going to do, walk out that gym and just, like, always have something there to push you. So what I do is, let's say, like, it's because, you know, most of the days I want to go to the gym, but if I have like a really lazy day and I tell myself, look, go to the gym, get a reward. What's my reward? I go go to like In-N-Out or something, get myself some food. I spoil myself. I go buy something. That's my reward, because I'm not, and I don't half-ass it either. Because you got to have self-control. You got to understand, you're yourself. You're like this podcast, self-made. You got to be your own teacher sometimes. You got to take control of yourself. You got to discipline yourself. If I feel like I did a bullshit job at the gym, I'm gonna go home and eat a peanut butter sandwich and drink a protein shake. Like, that's my dinner type shit. But if I feel like I really went hard, if I feel like even though I was struggling, I still pushed through it and I never gave up, then I'm going to fucking In-N-Out. Even once, shit, I'd be going to, sometimes I just order some food from some restaurants I shouldn't be ordering from, to be honest. And just, I'm just like, you deserve it. Because it's a reward system. You have a reward system in place. With your goals, write them down. If you want to do stuff like monthly, write it down. Have a checklist. All right, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. What Warren Buffett said. Warren Buffett always said this. Write down a list. The top 25 things you want to accomplish this year. And always focus on the top five. Every time you get done with the top five, cross it out. Focus on the next five. Always have a system where it's like I said, going back to working out, make it easier on yourself, right? So when I do reps, I like you ask my gym partners too. I don't ever count up. I always count down. Because when you count up, the closer you get, you think it's the harder it's getting. It's like, damn, can I make it to 24? You're at 17. Damn, can I do seven more reps? Like, but when you count down, you're like, all right, I'm on seven, but I only have seven more. But you're counting down. It's like the number is getting lower, 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 and that makes your mind also think, all right, it's getting lower, lower, lower. I'm closer there. But when you keep getting higher, 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 you're like, damn, I've been doing this for a minute. No, always count down. That's why with that checklist, you write 25 things down, but you only focus on five of them at a time. And so also, like when I say write your goals down. Read them twice a day, before you sleep, before you wake up. All right, before you sleep, after you wake up, two times a day. If you're working on something, read it and then go work on it. Like, I can't stress this enough. Every successful person has said this. Write down your goals. If you don't write, like, I have all over my room, I have my goals written down. If you don't write down your goals, you're lacking. You must not, writing down your goals. So it's a statistic. You're most likely to complete your goals if you write them down. This is like, really, like, don't type it on your computer. Don't type it on your phone. Like, I guess put it on your phone, and then when you get access to a pen and a paper, write it down. Keep it in your wallet. Like, keep everything written. When you write your shit down, keep it in your wallet. And it really, just read it. Every time, I keep my shit in my pocket. Every time I pull it out, I read my goals, what I'm going to accomplish, when I'm gonna do it, what I'm gonna get, what I want. Because yeah, even though it's really not about the money, people are gonna be like, oh, with your money, if I had this much money, you'd reinvest, reinvest. Bro, invest in yourself, man. Invest in the drip, you know what I'm saying? Go buy some clothes, bro. Go spoil yourself here and there. Literally, like, you'll always have, if you're completing your goals at a good pace and the money's coming in at the pace you want it to, then bro, invest in yourself. Money always comes back. Money always comes back. Like, I highly doubt you're never gonna make another cent in your life. I highly doubt that ever happened. If that does happen, my guy, like, you're doing something very, 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 very wrong. Even if you're homeless, somebody's gonna give you a dollar. And I've even talked to homeless people before. I talked to them. They're like, yeah, the situation is temporary. And I'm telling them, like, yeah, it is temporary. Tell yourself it is temporary. This shit's not forever. I tell them, your current situation, I said, don't let this shit faze you. So it's just part of the journey. And I remember it was Christmas Day, and now, I went out. The gym was closed. I used to go to the gym at like 5 in the morning. So I just went, driving around Dallas, going to gas stations, getting sandwiches, just handing them out. And I was, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was broke at that time. I only had like 25 bucks. But I was like, you know, buying stuff from gas stations and just, you know, handing them out with money and everything. And I was just telling him, I was like, look, if I didn't give you $2 in a sandwich, you don't need to spend this on food. Go find something, resell it, and just keep the process going. Doesn't matter how low the money is. Always remember, like, with this $1, I give him two, with these $2, you can get your shit working again. Just know how to work it. And you know, it's like what they say, it's like, you give a businessman a lemon, he's for $2, he'll sell it for three. If you give an entrepreneur a lemon for $2, he'll create lemonade and sell each glass for $5. You know, so let's find out what you're gonna do with it. But yeah, so just wanted to go over these points. You know, it's a short little podcast, but if you liked it, subscribe. Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor. You know, every Sunday I'm dropping videos, or not videos, I'm dropping podcasts. Video podcasts are coming very, 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 very soon. So yeah, if you like it, subscribe, share it with your friends. You know, share it on social media and tag me. I'll repost it. It's gonna be much love. You know what I'm saying? If you have any questions or you just want to talk to me, bro, like really, send me a DM. Like I respond back to everybody. Every single person I respond back to. So you know, hit me up, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. It doesn't matter. Like, just, you know what I'm saying, spread the love. So heading out. Thank y'all for listening. Podcast going hard. Next Sunday, stay focused and look what's gonna happen. Next Sunday, I got something great for y'all. So bless up. Hope the week was well. So let's start off the week better. All right. Y'all have a blessed week. Deuces until next Sunday.